Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy.
So you can protect stuff like this.
Or this.
Or even this.
Nope. Case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I like sucking.
Put that dick in my ass.
Legit bad podcast.
I like China.
You work with retards.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
And now with a new anti-Semitic flavor for that ass, your hosts, Joe, Jen, and Ben.
Well, hey there. Welcome back to Legit Bat, another Planet Retard edition.
What up, retarded faggots?
This is Joe, and I'm actually weirdly by myself completely today, probably because I'm on vacation still and have all the time in the world to do this kind of stuff. So you're welcome for that. So, Ben and Jen are both at work while I'm fucking off on the computer, so that's cool. But I got a couple stories here today, a couple retarded things. See if I can pull this up. I'm not used to doing this by myself. It's kind of strange. I don't have anyone to look at. I'm not going to look at myself. That's gay. All right, so share. Why is everything different when I'm by myself? It's so crazy. All right, we'll figure it out. Share. There we go. Okay. I think I got it figured out now. This. Okay. No. Oh, fucking hell. The train wreck already. Super. We'll get there, though. We'll do it together. All right. I think that's working. I don't have anyone to bounce this off to make sure it's working, but, you know, by myself.
Piss!
Yeah, so speaking of piss, astronauts stranded in space dodging floating poo and drinking recycled urine.
Piss!
And this is assuming fake is fake. This is assuming space is not fake and gay. So, if you want to take this from the mirror.co.uk. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams have been left stranded in the International Space Station until February 2023. Until February... I think they maybe mean since then, but anyway. After a helium leak in the Boeing Starliner spacecraft, they need to get home. That is a weird fucking sentence. Maybe I'm just reading it weird. So the two astronauts could be forced to dodge waste and recycle their urine while stranded in, quote, space. Currently, they're floating approximately 200 miles above Earth, if you believe that. British astronaut Megan Christians has spoken of how the duo will face a rather grim existence aboard the spacecraft. They won't have access to showers, they'll need to drink recycled urine, and even confront radiation. Those poor people that are probably in a big pool at NASA headquarters. Megan, who is part of the European Space Agency's astronaut reserve team, has firsthand experience of life in remote locations. She spent time living in a distant research station in Antarctica. How interesting. So she's been to Antarctica and space. The station, known as White Mars, is roughly 400 miles away from civilization. Quote, you have to reuse and recycle as much as possible. They say yesterday's coffee is today's coffee. I mean, besides the obvious grossness, I mean, that's what sci-fi prepared us for, right? Is recycling urine. Was that Matt Damon movie, too, where he grew potatoes out of his poo-poo on Mars or something? But, quote, that sounds disgusting, but by the time it gets to you, it's just pure water again. There are no showers. There are ways to wash yourself. You basically use sort of a wet towel with a bit of soap on it. Ah, so it's like a hooker bath. It works, as long as you get your crack and your bits. But yeah, so I don't know the whole story about why they're stranded up there. I know it said something about a helium leak or whatever, and it's a Boeing craft, so that probably explains a lot of why it's not working. Those things tend to explode and, you know, just fall out of the sky. They have one job, and it's to keep things in the air, and they seem to have a problem doing that. We'll move on, though. So, this is from BBC. Shout out Simon and Missy in the Telegram. Disability. Doctor assumed woman using wheelchair did not have sex.
False.
Wheelchair user Kat Watkins has said a doctor assumed she was not having sex because of her disability.
Boner.
I would too, and for more reasons than just a disability. If you're watching on video, I mean, ooh. The 37-year-old from Swansea said she had also been told she was a very odd shape by the consultant while having a smear test. Ooh. She is one of more than 30 adults who told BBC Wales Live they had faced barriers to healthcare because of their disabilities. The Welsh government said it was very disappointing to hear these stories due to her condition, osteogenesis imperfecta. That was big words, which creates brittle bones. Miss Watkins said gaining proper healthcare is almost impossible. Sounds like they just need to replace her brittle bones with some titanium, make her half cyborg, and then she could, you know, bump and grind. She said she now avoided seeking medical attention because of her traumatic past experiences. So there is a video that goes with this. Let me make sure I got all my stuff in order so you can hear it. I think I do. We'll go with that. I know what I'm doing. All right, let's play this video. And hopefully we can hear it.
Thankfully, I've got two brothers and a sister who can fight for me as well. But why should I need them to fight my battles? I'm a strong, independent woman. And, you know, I haven't been on this earth for 37 years. Not, like, been able to take care of myself. But when I'm put in that sort of situation, it's only because of a person with me, like my dad, like my PA, that I'll actually get believed. I went to the hospital because I was getting shooting pains in my leg, which transpired to be a nerve being trapped in my back. But the A&E doctor said it was because I was a chubby middle-aged woman.
A doctor said that to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he did say that to me. He said it to me.
How? When he said that to you, how did you react? How were you
I
feeling?
I was like, I'm only 34.
Okay. But, I mean, he wasn't lying. So, I mean, maybe you just don't like to hear the truth. Where's the rest of this? Oh, so it just goes on. She's just bitching about the healthcare industry in general, it looks like, which is fair. But I mean, I don't know why the doctor would say that to her, but he's also not lying about, you know, assuming she did not bone, because she has brittle bones. How are you going to, you'd have to be real, real careful. At the very least, it's not going to be like that fun for either party, I'm assuming. But if you're on audio, look up this story and tell us what you think about the probability of this woman getting down. All right, let's move on. So I have a couple poop stories today for some reason. It's not my fault. It's just what's out there. But this woman throws animal feces after feud with neighbors in Redford. The woman accused of throwing the poop says she is frustrated with the amount of stray animals defecating on her lawn, a consequence she attributes to her neighbors putting out sustenance for the strays. So they're feeding stray animals. And, okay, well, that was the end of that article, but there is a video, so I'll play this. Hang on. Let's rewind.
Neighbor caught on security video allegedly throwing poop toward her neighbor's yard. The most recent incident on Sunday.
Unprovoked, we've never had any bad blood with them.
Mark Della Mora says the tantrum-like behavior is a result of goodwill he and his family have shown to stray animals in the neighborhood.
3 years ago, my wife and my old roommate put out a little makeshift cat shelter for her strays and a bowl of food and water.
The food on the porch has since been removed because Mark was concerned about rats in his Redford neighborhood. But the neighbor caught on security video says the Delamoras are causing a smelly situation on her property, which is located right across the street. And the stray animals continue to defecate on her grass. She and her husband don't want to be identified, but spoke to Fox 2.
On a bad week, there might be five or six spots that need to be cleaned up, piles. And they're not just normal. They are these feral cats. They've got diseases. They don't defecate like a normal household cat would. It's a mess. It stinks, and it's like a cow pie. When they do defecate, it is messy, and it smells. It's very sour.
In fact, this neighbor says she wasn't throwing the poop on anyone's property.
Mega
she just
doo-doo.
Wants it out of her own yard.
That's totally untrue about me throwing it on anybody else's property.
The street is public property. Nobody owns the street. So by throwing it out into the street, we're not throwing it on anyone's property.
And despite the food being removed from the Delamora's porch, the cats continue to leave their mess because they've marked their spot here.
Cats and dogs are creatures of habit.
If you look, you see spots where it's brown, like that there. Those are ones that are recovering.
These neighbors say they're so frustrated by this stinky situation, they're now heading to City Hall for help.
We're going to talk to Redford and see if they have a solution.
I mean, build a fence? I don't know.
Fox 2 also reaching out to city officials and police. The wait continues for a response, but these neighbors say they hope a solution comes soon as this dispute continues to fester.
We're stuck. We're going to have to keep cleaning up our lawn on a weekly basis.
I sincerely doubt one bowl of water on my porch is leading to any extra animals in the area.
This sounds like white people problems, like 100%.
White people are awesome.
There's ways to, like, you know, keep animals from shitting on your yard. Fences, deterrents, guns. I mean, if it really comes to it. And not like a big gun either. Use a BB gun. Cats don't like that. Not that I'd know. But yeah. I mean, how else are you going to deal with that? This lady was pissed. Like, literally pissed. So, throw the turds out. I mean, you could just clean it up every day, but that's also kind of not her problem since it's not her cat's. It is annoying. All right, well, what do we got next? Oh, you know what won't piss you off, though, is Magic Mind. Thank you, Magic Mind. Again, they sent me some of the sleep version of Magic Mind Shot, and that has a bunch of stuff in it, like GABA and valerian root and all that stuff, but it's that is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the mental performance shot part of it with the lion's mane and the cordyceps and a little bit of matcha, rhodiola, ashwagandha, vitamin B, D3, C. It's got everything in it, and we talk about it every time we do this because it is so good. And I look forward to it every time it comes in the mail. Oh my God. Ben, by the way, you're still supposed to come pick your amount up for the month, if you remember. But yeah, so you can get this is the last week or so of the trial period. If you want to get three free bottles, it's magicmind.com/legitbatpodtrial, and the promo code is the same, and that works, I believe, till the end of this month. So if you're wanting to try it, you've heard us talk about it before and you want to give it a go, now's the time. And I think they're going to have a different deal next month, possibly. I'm not sure. But if you want to get it on now, it is the time, because three free bottles. I mean, how can you argue? And also, hopefully, Jewel, if you're listening to this, we can do something with the sleep shot, too. And I'm looking forward to trying that next week when I go back to work, back to the grind. But thank you, Magic Mind. Again, magicmind.com/legitbatpodtrial, and you can try it for free. It's a win-win. All right, what's the next story? This one. This is great. This is another World's Dumbest Criminals. Naked intruder claiming to be Jesus Christ arrested for burglary in Seabrook Senior Housing. Mm-hmm. A bizarre incident unfolded in Seabrook, New Hampshire, when Sebastiano Lubecki, a 25-year-old Massachusetts man, hey, not Florida man this week, you happy there, bud? Was detained following reports of him breaking into a senior housing complex completely unclothed. According to details released by the police and reported by WCVB, the authorities were first alerted to the situation at approximately 3:45 a.m. I mean, that is when Jesus tends to come back, is in the middle of the night. When a naked man rang a doorbell near Railroad Avenue and then hastily left for Route 1. Despite an initial search, the authorities did not locate the individual. However, less than an hour later, the Seabrook police were called to Seabreeze Village at this other address, and nobody cares, following multiple accounts of the same man forcibly entering the building through a window. The disruptor was later identified. Oh, wait, I missed a spot. Police, with the assistance of canine units, were able to locate the man within the premises, who claimed in an interaction with law enforcement officials that he was, in fact, Jesus Christ. The disruptor was later identified by police as Sebastiano Lubecki, hailing from Massachusetts. He's now facing a series of charges, including three counts of burglary, indecent exposure, and criminal mischief. Following his arraignment on Friday, he was held on preventative detention, implying that the court found him to pose a potential threat if released, or possibly that he may fail to appear for subsequent court hearings. So it doesn't even say, he wasn't even charged with like being under the influence of anything. Was this guy dead sober doing this? Because if he was, that sounds like a mental health thing going on. I mean, how would you respond to that? Somebody climbs in your... Do you believe him? You know, gets in your house naked and says he's Jesus. I might believe him because that's just so weird. I'd be half asleep still anyway. Here's another poop one. An intoxicated Thai woman poops in pub. TikTok video goes viral. Oh, so there is a video for this one. Nice. So a viral TikTok video showing a heavily intoxicated Thai woman pooping in a pub sparked widespread social media reactions. A TikTok user shared the shocking incident yesterday, which quickly gained attention and led to a flurry of comments. The video posted by the user, whatever, captures the aftermath of the incident, showing a pile of poop in the middle of the venue. "From not being drunk, I almost threw up," that was a quote. In the clip, the suspect woman can be heard shouting. All right, so we do have a video. Oh, look at that, the big poo, right? That is gross. I thought they were going to show the video of her actually committing the offense. In the picture, they actually blur out the poo-poo. And there's like poo footprints too. Ugh. I've been drunk a lot and never, never that drunk. That I remember at least. All right, what is next? Oh, I think this is another Thai story. Thailand's the place to be this week. A man in Thailand gets testicles bitten by snake in toilet, retaliates by strangling and hitting serpent.
Balls!
Bit in the ball. This is like one of those irrational fears that some people have, is a snake being in their toilet. Because I guess it happens. But to have your balls bit on top of it, this poor guy. It was on August 20th, a man in Thailand took to Facebook to post about a harrowing experience of having his testicles bitten by a snake that came out of the blue while he was using the toilet.
Balls!
Due to the rainy season, the snake had somehow found its way into his toilet and attacked the first thing it saw. His low-hanging fruits. According to the Facebook post, the incident occurred at 10 a.m. Oh, what a way to start your day. The man said that he had gone to the toilet to do my business as usual. He would usually flush the toilet before using it to make sure it is safe and clean, and he did so this time around. However, despite his usual precautions, he suddenly felt a sting once he sat down on the seat. He felt an excruciating pain as something sharp sank into his testicles. The man quickly grabbed whatever it was that had caused the pain. Turned out he had grabbed a large snake by its neck while it had its fangs sunk deep into his testicles. Oh, deep into him, too. The picture is weird, though. Like, he had to have taken these pictures after the fact just for dramatic effect or something, or he had his phone. I don't know. Guy's toilet looks disgusting, too. Stunned, the man got up and yanked the snake off. Fucking giggity.
Boner.
At that moment, I didn't feel pain, but more shock. Photos accompanying his post showed blood spatters all over the floor and on the bowl. And then he killed the snake in anger. With the man gripping the snake tightly, he tried to pull it out of the toilet bowl. but the snake's grip on the bowl was too strong. Well, he was halfway down the sewer system. Ugh. Wow, he did bleed a lot, too. Jesus. Glancing over, the man found a toilet brush nearby. He then grabbed it and began relentlessly clubbing at the serpent. He was so fueled by adrenaline that he hit his own hand while furiously smacking the snake. Once the snake stopped moving, he finally pulled it out of the toilet bowl and dropped it on the floor. He then proceeded to ask his neighbors to take him to the nearby hospital. According to the man, the snake was not venomous, so he only had to worry about the bite wound. He also said his testicles will make a full recovery. Good for him.
Balls!
What a harrowing thing. This is assuming this isn't written by AI. It doesn't look like it, though. Those look like real pictures, and the toilet looks really gross. All right, what else do we got here? Oh, this is world record news and just retarded. This lady. I mean, do what you want with your body. Your body, your choice, right? But it actually does look kind of cool. She looks like one of the characters from Avatar almost. It's Connecticut woman's tattoos and body modifications break world records. How much do you have to hate how you look to do this? So her name is some long ass name that I'm not going to even say. Esperance, whatever, earned the Guinness World Record titles for the most tattooed person, female, and the most body modifications. That's from August 22nd. She covered 99.98% of her body in tattoos and had 89 body modifications. And by that, they mean her split tongue. Let's see if they list them. She said she got her first tattoo, which has since been covered up, well, I can imagine, about 15 years ago, and her first body modification, a split tongue, 10 years ago. Oh, it's just, she looks like an alien. Her body modifications include several piercings as well as tissue stretching mods and tattoos on her eyeballs and gums. And she said her journey is not yet complete. In terms of my body being covered, it is still hard to imagine a set ending. For many years now, I've been moving towards more cohesiveness in my suit, and that is still an aim of mine. Okay, so this one does have a video too, so we'll take a gander at this beauty here.
The percentage of my body covered in tattoos is 99.98%. Probably one of the riskiest mods I have is the sclera tattooing. That was a pretty intense modification. I've also done ink staining in my tongue and my gums, as well as splitting my tongue, obviously. And then I have the 5 implants in my face that were done over 3 sessions in Phoenix, Arizona. And then I've had my ears, 3 different pieces of my ears removed over the years, as well as multiple piercings in both ears and punches in my tragus. I sort of liked body art being this collection of memories that I could take with me anywhere. I've been pretty nomadic in my life and didn't add any extra space to my pack, and I felt like I could have this art with me wherever I went. Initially, I didn't plan on having so many, but life being an evolution, I ended up being this way. I would say body modification in some ways is more intense in terms of some of the risks. I really like seeing what the human body is capable of, and that's drawn me both to be heavily tattooed and heavily modified. The deeper meanings of my...
Yeah, I don't want to go into your deeper meanings of your mental illness. I'm good with that. But what I want to know, it doesn't show it, are the nipples tattooed.
Woohoo titties.
I want to know. It doesn't say. And so, if for the audio listeners, a sclera tattoo on your eye is she basically tattooed the whites of her eye to make her like some D-Antwoord looking thing, you know, with blacked out eyes. She looks like a demon. I mean, or an alien. If that's what she's going for, well done. I don't get it, but that's fine. Do whatever you want. All right, what else do we got? Oh, I think we have reached the end of our stories today. Holy shit. Wait a minute. That can't be it. Let me look through my emails here. I got to email myself to get this stuff on the show. You guys have no idea how much work it is. So much work. So OBDM did cover this one. So for the OBM listeners, sorry, you're going to hear it again, but I got to bring this one up. It's just hilarious, first of all. It's a pee-pee story, sorry. Emptied his bladder on me, woman urinated on by ex-NFL player describes nasty in-air incident.
Pass!
So it's out of Boston. A New England woman was traveling overseas when a former NFL player with Massachusetts ties started acting erratically and urinated on her on an international flight from Boston. Oh, she's 78, too. Ooh. Connie Bush got pissed on and her husband were traveling from Maine to the Aer Lingus College Football Classic in Ireland on Saturday night. Connie says she was beginning to doze off when former NFL tackle and Boston College product Gosder Sherless stood up and started pissing on her. He emptied his bladder on me, Bush described. That was my sense, that he could not relate to anything that he was doing at all in terms of where. It was like he was urinating in a bathroom. So he got charged with interfering with the operation of an aircraft, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. He pleaded not guilty to all three charges. Sherless blamed a bad reaction to a sleep aid for his unruly behavior. The flight was unexpectedly delayed for approximately 4 hours, and it did not take off until 12:30 a.m. In preparation for the unexpected overnight flight, I took a sleeping medication that I don't normally use, which resulted in behavior that is not representative of my character, and I would like to apologize to the passengers and flight crew. I bet it was Ambien. A lot of people take Ambien and drink with it, and then they do all kinds of weird shit they don't remember. And then there's the time-traveling cocktail of Xanax and alcohol, I've heard. You'll just teleport to the next 2 days and not remember anything. But the lady said the incident was nasty, but she never felt she was in any danger. Besides an NFL wang pissing on you, I would feel threatened, but she did not feel threatened by the man, not violently. But the dude was released on $2,500 cash bail following his arrest on Sunday. Conditions for his release include that he remain drug and alcohol free, with the exception of prescription drugs, because, you know, those are the safe ones. As prescribed, undergo random drug and alcohol screening, stay away from Logan International Airport unless for official travel, and stay away from the alleged victims. A judge said it's pretty egregious, according to the facts as alleged. It was learned that Gosdor was consuming alcohol and appeared to be intoxicated before flight. Ah, see? Fuck called it. He wasn't just taking medicine. He was out of it. I wish Ben was here, because I could make jokes about him pissing on couch cushions and closets. And that was just on alcohol, too. So you throw in a prescription med to that, you're asking for trouble. I would never do that on in such a crowded public area as an airport or a plane. But fuck that. I'm weird enough sober. I don't need to be throwing those into the mix. Anyway, I think that's about it for this week. We're going to have, depending on when this comes out, we're going to have Brad Binkley from the Prop Report back on soon, and we'll get that one out. And I can't remember who's coming up next. I think I need to do more scheduling. So if anybody's out there wants to come on, hit me up. We'll set up a time. All right, you retards, have a great rest of your weekend. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.